It's time to visit with Rockport Blue Jay head coach Dalton Jones as the Blue Jays getting ready to kick the season off tonight. Coach, let me start with this. You came into a program last year that had, I think, won three games the year before, and you come out, you win 10 games, you win the district, but kind of a not quite a complete dream season because you didn't win the title, but, man, those kids kind of came out of nowhere and just ran all over people last year. Now, this year, this team's coming in here with high expectations, and you're going to get everybody's best shot all year. How about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you said it. Last year was a really special year. The year before, you know, we were working hard. We saw some pieces and we saw some things that we thought, you know, okay, going into last year we could be pretty good. But, you know, we didn't quite know or expect maybe to be as good as we were. But we just worked hard. We kind of bought into a message, I think. I think the boys bought into the message of what we were trying to do, and it just seemed to all click. And we had some athletes that guys step up. We were physical. We really wanted to be physical, and guys really wanted to do well. So it was great. And I think that we kind of knew what we could be, but you know, people just weren't sure, or even we, you know, of what we were going to be this year. Yeah, you know, we get the expectations that's earned. I think we earned that from last year's season. But you know, we don't really talk about that, about expectations and what people are saying. We just take it one day at a time, and we take it one rep at a time, one drill at a time, one play at a time. We're not really concerned about what other people are saying or what the expectations are. We're just concerned about how we can get better today, how we can get better tomorrow, how we can get better right now. And that's just kind of where we look at it is we don't feel like there's any pressure, or at least we're trying to say we're not having any pressure on us, because we just don't really care about what people think about us right now. We're just trying to focus on us and what we do in practice and what we do individually. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going into the season, preseason rank number 3, which that's nice. And, of course, it doesn't mean anything until about 12 weeks from now when it's all over in those ratings. You got quarterback play last year from Corbin Jacob above and beyond probably what you could have imagined. He graduated, so who gets the reins to take the snaps this year?
Corbin did a great job for us. He stepped in there and really, really kind of blew people away with his ability of what he was able to do. And, it was super fun to watch. And this year, you know, yeah, we've kind of gone through like who was going to be quarterback. And then we've had some different options, and we, gave several people an opportunity. And right now, Weston Amther, is going to do that. He was our backup last year and kind of went into the season thinking like that was the possible replacement. And so Weston's going to kind of take those reps, although we will at times maybe mix some people in, not for any one reason of Weston's inability or ability, just for some scheme stuff. But Weston, you know, we're not asking him to be Corbin or be like Corbin. He's done a really good job in the summer of just kind of learning the offense, learning what we're trying to do, and really trying to get guys in the right spots. So he's really stepped up, and I think we'll have a good, solid career for us. And I'm excited to see what he'll be able to do and see him develop, not just going into this week, but just throughout the season, and then, of course, into next year.
We'll come back. We'll visit more with the coach right after this timeout.